today I want to ask you, what does it look like to belong? What do you have to do to belong? Now, there are many different groups that we all belong to, but what makes us belong to these groups? Now, these groups may be our family, they may be the social clubs we're a member of, even sporting clubs or even community groups that we belong to. Whatever the groups are, we still need to ask the question, what makes us belong to these groups? What is it that we have to do to belong to them? For example, I'm currently joining the local RSL as a local member. Now, this process is kind of like making a cake. You need to make sure you have all the ingredients. The first ingredient that I need to join the local RSL is that I'd actually need to have a connection with a returned serviceman or woman. The second ingredient that is required is that I have to be nominated by a local member. The third ingredient is my application has to be displayed on a board for 3 weeks. And the final, but very important ingredient, I have to pay my annual membership fee. Now, once I become a member, I need to also maintain a certain type of standard. It's kind of like storing that cake that we've just made correctly in its container. I need to make sure that I continue to pay my annual fee. I need to attend meetings. I need to maintain the conduct that is in with keeping with the RSL's code of conduct. See, each group that we belong to has different ingredients which make us belong to those groups. And in today's reading from Luke, we see the exact same thing. At the end of the reading, we see Jesus responding to the announcement that his mother and brothers are waiting outside to try and see him. And Jesus responds kind of strangely by saying, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." Now, in this somewhat strange response from Jesus, we actually see the ingredients which are required to be in Jesus' family. We see the ingredients which are required to belong to the kingdom of God. But before we have a look at our shopping list of ingredients, we need to look back to what we saw last week. Last week, we saw Jesus' main mission was to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim the gospel. We saw this involved Jesus going from town to town, from synagogue to synagogue, proclaiming that if we repent and turn back to God, even the worst sinner can be offered salvation. And in the parable of the sower, we saw whilst there was 4 responses to hearing God's word, there was only one response which produced a crop. Only one group of soil which was successful. Only one group and only one response which grants entry into the kingdom of God. And that is to hear the word of God, to receive it and retain it, and by persevering in it, to produce a crop. And this week, Jesus moves on to explain that what belonging to the kingdom of God looks like, what ingredients are required. And just like my RSL application, there are a number of ingredients which are required to belong to the kingdom of God. And our first ingredient is what we heard last week, to hear the word of God, to receive it, to retain it. We need to be the good soil. That's the first ingredient. The second ingredient to belonging to the kingdom of God is, once we've heard the word of God, we need to put it into practice. This is the very thing that Jesus has just said makes us as Christians his mother and his brothers. This is the thing that makes us his family. And by hearing the word of God and putting it into practice, we automatically produce our third ingredient, which is to bear witness. By hearing the word of God and putting it into practice, we become a bright shining light in a dark place. We fulfill our purpose. It's kind of like my glasses here. I've been told that I don't have 20/20 vision. I've been told that I need to wear glasses to see clearly. But I can just hear that and not put it into practice, can't I? I can put my glasses in my pocket here. I can put my glasses on the table. But they don't help my eyesight, do they? Clearly, because I'm struggling to read. The only way is when I actually hear that I need glasses and I put it into practice. And guess what? I can see clearly. My glasses now fulfill their purpose. They allow me to see clearly. And when we as Christians put into practice what we have heard, put into practice the word of God, we fulfill our purpose. But what is the thing we are putting into practice? What is the thing we have heard? Well, from last week we were reminded that the word of God is the thing we have heard. This is the thing we need to put into practice. But what does this look like? What does putting into practice the word of God look like for us today? Well, for this, we're going to need to venture back a little bit in Luke's narrative. We need to go back to Luke chapter 4. So if you've got your Bibles open, please turn back with me to Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And this is what Luke records for us here. Jesus, full of the Spirit, left the Jordan, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during these days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell that stone to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you worship me, it will be yours." And Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, It is said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all his tempting, he left him until an opportune time. During Jesus' temptation here, we see exactly what it is like to put into practice the word of God. We see from Jesus' example exactly what we are called to do. Did you notice how Jesus responded to each of these temptations? He responded by using Scripture. He responded by using the Word of God. He responded by putting the Word of God into practice. Even in the third temptation, where the devil is trying to use God's Word to trick Jesus, Jesus still puts the word of God into practice. And this is because he knows the word of God. This is the key to putting the word of God into practice. See, it's pretty hard to put something into practice if we don't know it, isn't it? For example, who here in the room would let me operate on them? Oh, I'm seeing a lot of shaking heads there. Now, that's a good thing. But why is that a good thing? Well, I have no knowledge about surgery whatsoever. My knowledge comes from watching TV shows on surgery. Trust me, you don't want me operating on you. That's a bit of a strange and extreme example, but how about I reframe the question slightly? How many of you would be comfortable having a med student operate on you who has had no practice? They have a bit more knowledge than what I do, but they still have no practice in surgery. Or how many of you would be comfortable with a retired surgeon who has not performed surgery for over 20 years operating on you, doing a complex surgery? Now, I assume that the answer is going to be pretty similar to letting me operate on you. You wouldn't be comfortable with a med student operating on you, would you? You wouldn't be comfortable with someone who has retired for more than 20 years completing a complex operation. And this is because we expect our surgeons to know their stuff. We expect them to be well practiced in their field. Well, friends, the same should be said about us. We need to know the Word of God. We need to put it into practice. We need to honestly ask ourselves the following questions. Now, these questions are just as much for me today as they are for you. Are we Jesus' mother and brothers? Are we hearing God's word? Are we putting God's word into practice? Are we taking every opportunity to let our light shine? Do we have all the ingredients which we need to belong? Now, I know when I look at my own life, I quite often find that I don't let my light shine as I should. I don't put the word of God into practice. And if you're anything like me, I'm sure you too will have times where instead of putting that light on that lampstand to let it shine brightly, you hide it under the bed. And I'm sure you, just like me, have times where you don't put the Word of God into practice. Times where you neglect to trust the Word of God. Times where you know that your own attitudes are closing doors on doing the work of God. Well, if you are anything like me, we have some great news today. For today, we have been reminded that the fact that we have the good news of the kingdom of God. This should make us excited. We've been reminded that we belong to the kingdom of God. We have been reminded that we need to persevere in the word of God by hearing the word and by saturating ourselves in the word of God and by putting it into practice. So are we saturating ourselves in the word of God? Are we all involved in Bible studies? If not, why not join one? Why not join with your brothers and sisters here so that we can encourage one another together as we study God's word? And are we regularly reading God's word? Are we encouraging one another to saturate ourselves in God's word? We have been reminded today that it is impossible to be putting into practice something we don't know. It is impossible to be putting into practice the Word of God without hearing it. And the more we hear the Word of God, the more we put it into practice. And the more we put it into practice, the more we fulfill our purpose, which is to let the Word of God shine out of us like bright lights. So let's be Jesus' mother and brothers. Let's be Jesus' witnesses by hearing the word of God and putting it into practice. Let's let the word of God shine out of us. And like always, we can't do this by ourselves. We can only do it through God's help. So let's join together now and ask for God's help. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for your words to us here today. We pray that you would help us to implement what we have learnt today, and that you would help us to be putting into practice your words so that we may fulfill our purpose. We pray that your Spirit would be empowering us so that your word will shine out of us. And we pray all this through your Son's name. Amen.